Enjoy.
All right, let's start. Who for Faith Men? Here comes the pitch.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall. You're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Santa Baby, which was a cover by Wolfpack, and that's a kind of a fun, modern, and funky cover of a classic Christmas song, and a great way to kick off our Christmas episode. We are coming to you not quite live, but pre-recorded for the show on December 21st, a few days till Christmas. So we're going to try to get you into the Christmas spirits with some fun and festive songs. But I am excited and honored to be joined by two of my very close friends, Scott and Peter. So welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, Marshall. It's really good to be back. I've been on the show a couple times, and it's always a really fun time, and I'm really happy that we can all be here for the Christmas special.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is great. I think the last time I was involved in a Hand Me Down Tunes show was Thanksgiving, my first year at Colby, so it's been a while.
But it has been a while. But, you know, luckily, I think, have you guys called in before? I think Peter has called in when we were there, right?
I think I called in on the very first Christmas special.
Oh. Because I think you were there for Thanksgiving and Christmas, right?
Yeah.
So we had that was actually the last time we had a two-hour show. was right. Wow. I had one Christmas show in between then, but the very first Christmas show was a 2-hour special.
Wow.
That we did over break. And I was lucky enough to be joined by Scott. Not, you might have been.
I was not there, but I called in. You guys played the Believe from Polar Express.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. We had a
talk about that.
Yes, yes. And if you don't know, that's Peter's very favorite Christmas song, I believe. It's a great song. Yeah, it's been a while since you guys have been on the show, but luckily with this the pre-recorded format, we can include more people during these breaks when we're not on campus. But speaking of, we each finished our own kind of COVID semester at our respective colleges and have wrapped that up, and have been able to meet each other up in Vermont. But if you guys want to talk about how your semester went, I know mine seems pretty similar, but we're all kind of in a similar spot with all these restrictions, but it's been a wild ride. If you guys have any, insight for the fans about college life during these crazy times.
Yeah, definitely a tough semester, but that was to be expected. Yeah. I think it was one of those things for me that I couldn't quite get myself in that headspace until I was on campus.
Right.
I could try and prepare myself as much as I could over the summer for all the things that I knew were coming, but then once the semester started and once life kind of started to get going at Colby, it was just sort of little challenge after little challenge, just kind of learning how to deal with the punches as they kind of hit.
Yeah. I think that definitely went better than at least I was expecting. I don't know about you guys, but I think that, leading into the semester, particularly after, months of the worst of kind of COVID hitting in the spring and then the summer, we're like, this is going to be awful. But with all the restrictions, I think that people were still able to have some semblance of normalcy. And I think that it went better than a lot of people expected. But there was still, of course, a very tough semester for many.
Yeah. And there were certainly bumps along the road, but I think all things considered, it was good to be back on campus, at least for me. And it seemed like that way for you guys too.
Yeah.
And good that, a lot of compromises along the way, but overall, not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so instead of belaboring on COVID stuff, I know people are probably sick of hearing about that. Let's get right back into the music. We have a full 2 hours of songs mm-hmm. coming your way. The general plan is the first hour will be the Christmas songs, get you in the good spirits for the holidays, and then we'll go back to some more traditional music after the midway point. But we hope that you'll stick around. But up first is White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmases be
Colonel Philip Stagg. like to wish my family and friends back in Richmond, Virginia, a very Merry Christmas.
And I want to send out a Merry Christmas.
I'd like to wish my family a very Merry Christmas in St. Louis, Missouri, especially my daughter Madison, who will be 4 this Christmas. I'm going to miss opening up presents with her and watching her face and seeing her face on Christmas morning and watching her, you know, experience all the new experiences that Christmas brings.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas before.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the home studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard Bing Crosby's White Christmas. That was a request from my mother back at home, so shout out to her, and hope you enjoyed that one. And next was a put in by Scott. That was Carol of the Bells. So Scott, if you have anything to say about that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, Carol of the Bells generally is just one of my favorite Christmas songs. I think it's so interesting, and it's also, it kind of deviates from the typical happy, cheery Christmas music. Mm-hmm. It's a little more like, I don't know, intense and kind of mysterious. And then the California Guitar Trio version, I just think is really cool, because I just think they're a cool group. And
yeah, for sure.
You don't see a lot of guitar ensembles nowadays, and I think that has a really cool sound. So that, plus the greatness that is Carol of the Bells, I just think that version is awesome.
Yeah, certainly unique take. I don't think I know that many guitar ensembles at all, so that was a cool one, one that I hadn't heard before. Next was Josh Groban's I'll Be Home for Christmas. That was put in by Mr. Peter Knowlton. If you have anything to add about that one.
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying before, I love Believe by Josh Groban. I really don't think you can have Christmas without Josh Groban.
I agree.
I think he's such an incredible, incredible singer. And this song I really like because it has all those, the interviews, not the interviews, but the little sound bites spliced in from all these soldiers overseas, very appropriate for the song "I'll Be Home for Christmas." It's just a super heartwarming song, and I've been listening to it for, my mom has like the CD. We listen to it every year, so I always love hearing Josh Groban singing, especially on this song.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's hard to have Christmas without Josh Groban, or you know, someone like Michael Bublé too. We were gonna put one in, but we were, you know, shockingly short on time for a 2-hour show. But we got at least Josh Groban got in there. So next was I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5. That was a request from my grandma up in Newburyport. I hope you're doing well and enjoying the holidays. And hopefully I'll, you know, get to see her sooner rather than later. But again, it's tough with all this crazy COVID stuff going on. But hope you enjoyed that one, Grammy. And then lastly was a shared favorite of ours from the Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown Christmas album. That was Christmas Time Is Here, or Christmas Is Coming. Make sure I got that right.
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Christmas Is Coming. There we go. Yeah. So yeah, we've for a long time, it's been common knowledge between us that that's kind of our favorite Christmas album, and a great track from Vince Guaraldi. And again, it's hard to, at least in my opinion, hard to have Christmas without a little bit of Vince Guaraldi. You got to play that one all the way through at least once in the holidays.
Yeah. Peter, last year you gave me that vinyl record for Christmas.
From the Vermont Country Store.
From the Vermont Country
Store.
I forgot about that.
Our favorite country store.
Yes.
Favorite country
store. The best of all the country stores.
Yes, I would agree. It's hard to argue. I mean,
it's hard to argue with that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, all right. We'll get right back into the music. Up next is a Jerry Garcia acoustic band take on Christmas Time's A Coming. Not Christmas Time Is Coming, but Christmas Time's A Coming. Very important difference there. So here is the Jerry Garcia acoustic band.
Folks back home when Christmas time country home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and oh, I'm going home.
My face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through. That's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh. To see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow,
snow, snow.
I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
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 Sun, I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right. Little darling, the smiles returning to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right. Little darling, I feel the ice slowly melting. Little darling, seems like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right. Little it's all right. It's all
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Thank you. you'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. But I have a blue, blue,
all right, blue, welcome back to the home studio. This is Scott here. You're listening to Hand-Me-Down Tunes on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you, Scott. Well done. So to recap, first you heard the Jerry Garcia Acoustic Band cover of Christmas Time Is A-Comin'. I love the Jerry Garcia Acoustic Band. I own, I think, one of their records that came out on Record Store Day. It's called Almost Acoustic. And if you don't know, Jerry Garcia kind of grew up with bluegrass roots. He was a banjo player for a while and then switched to guitar. And the rest is history. He became the famous lead guitarist and lead singer for the Grateful Dead. But he still kind of had that bluegrass in him and made that acoustic band. I want to say probably sometime in the 80s, but I'm not sure on that. But anyway, they were together for a little bit, kind of on the side of the Grateful Dead, and did some good work. And that's a great Christmas cover from them. Next was Snow by Bing Crosby. That was put in by Peter. If you have anything to add about that one.
Yeah, no, that's just... that's the song from White Christmas again. We heard another song from that earlier. That has the entire, you know, four main characters singing. I think it's a really pretty song. It's you've probably heard it. They have all the train music because they're on a train going up to Vermont to have a good time in the snow and perform some music up there. It's one of my favorite songs from that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. A great one from Bing Crosby. I'm not sure I mentioned that we're in Vermont right now. I think it was kind of obvious because we talked about Vermont a few times, but we're very fortunate to be up at Peter's place in Weston, Vermont.
So I seemed fitting to have
it. It seemed
that
very
song
fitting, yes. And that's why we talked about the Vermont Country Store.
It wasn't just random.
It was not just random. It might as well be. But yeah, so we were up in Western Vermont where there's a few feet of snow here, and we went cross country skiing today, which was a blast. It was good to kind of. If you don't know, I mean, I'm sure you all do know because it's very famous and, you know, we're in the paper a lot and all that stuff, but we are the three most famous members of the Belmont Hill Nordic Ski Team from the years, what did we do it for, like, you did it for 3 years, so
yeah.
Around 2015 to 2017,
yeah.
Those were the golden years, golden age of Belmont Hill Nordic Skiing,
yep.
led by the three of us, so... You know, the old retired legends got back out there today on the skis and tore up the slopes.
It was glorious.
Shook off the rust, showed our stuff again.
Yep. And I definitely did not fall four times.
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely didn't fall
definitely
four times.
Definitely didn't.
I was as dry as I could possibly be coming off the slopes. I'm very stable on the skis.
Yeah.
So if you've heard otherwise, it's wrong. So anyway, next was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And that's put in by Scott. I believe that's like a mandolin Christmas song.
Yeah, my mom showed me that one. She has this very funny way about her where she finds these really obscure niche Christmas albums. And this was one of them, this guy Butch Baldessari. He's a mandolin player and just made a mandolin Christmas album. No idea who he was before that, but, you know, similar to the guitar trio, the California Guitar Trio, I just think that song just done on a mandolin, and that's it. Sounds really cool.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Yeah. I feel like Christmas instrumental songs are very fitting. It's good, like, background music when you're, you know, kind of hanging out around the house, being all, you know, cozy.
Being all Christmassy.
Christmassy.
Being all holiday-y.
Holiday-y.
The ambiance
yes.
of Christmas.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, next was a Peter suggestion. That is Andrea Bocelli's Adeste Fidelis. So, Peter?
Yeah, well, you probably may be getting an idea of like the theme of Christmas music I like, because I feel like Andrea Bocelli is very similar to Josh Groban. And I, you know, I like Josh Groban, and I think they've done a lot of stuff together, which is why sometimes I think people think they sound very similar and get confused by them, which is... one of the reasons why I wanted to pick one of the songs in Italian. This is the Italian version of O Come All Ye Faithful. Because if it was in Italian, then people would be like, okay, that's Andrea Bocelli, the Italian singer, not Josh Groban. But yeah, I mean, I always love hearing his voice as well during the holidays. He's got that very, very great kind of Christmas voice, just like Josh Groban.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I like those songs. You and I have... I don't want to say like different tastes of music, but just a little bit of a variation, which is always nice to excuse me, add in on the show. I like your perspective on some of these Christmas songs, and I've enjoyed all of them so far. So next we have three requests with another one of Scott's songs thrown in there. So the first request was from my Aunt Judy in Texas. She suggested Chuck Berry's Run, Run, Rudolph, which you heard. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I'm a huge Chuck Berry fan, and I love the kind of bluesy Christmas vibe, and that's such a classic song and a great suggestion from her. So thanks for that, and I hope you enjoyed listening to that at home. Next was Here Comes the Sun. I guess not quite a Christmas song, but you know, they talk about long, cold, lonely winter, and yeah. It's a good yeah. helps you look forward to sure. to the spring ahead. Yeah. If you get a little bit of seasonal
disorder,
cabin fever,
right. Snowbound.
If you aren't so fond of the winter time sure. as maybe we are, but sure. So that was James Taylor and Yo-Yo Ma, right?
Yep.
An interesting, a very, wow. very cool collaboration there.
Yeah, off of James Taylor's Holiday album.
Yeah, so it is off of where it comes. Yes, it is off of his Christmas album. So it's not just a random. Yeah. We didn't just decide that was a Christmas song. It was from his Holiday album. Mm-hmm. Next is I maybe lied about Chuck Berry's song. This is my favorite Christmas song of all time. That is Bob Dylan's "Must Be Santa." Mm-hmm. So that's not one that we've talked about much, but that is a famous one in the Knight household. I wouldn't say Bob Dylan's really known for his Christmas music, but this one is just legendary. Oh, it's so great. There's not much to be said about it. It's just the greatest Christmas song of all time by Bob Dylan, and one that is played frequently in the Knight household. So that was requested by my dad, so I hope you enjoyed that one. And then lastly was from my grandma, who's also in Texas, in Fort Worth. That was Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas, which is another classic Christmas song. Another one of my favorites, doesn't quite match up to Must Be Santa, but a great Christmas song and a great one from Elvis. So I hope you enjoyed that, Nana. So we'll get right back into the music. That is the end of our Christmas section, but we have another great hour of great music. So I hope you stick around. But up first is a Grateful Dead cover. This is by Lee Von Helm, and it's a cover of Tennessee Jed.
Listen to the whistle of the evening train. You know you're bound to wind up dead if you don't head back to Tennessee yet. A rich man step on my poor head. When you get back